An Avenues man is dead, and a Salt Lake City police officer is on paid administrative leave with injuries after an altercation on Thursday. Police say 42-year-old James Barker attacked the police officer with a snow shovel and was then shot and killed by the officer. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The last time James Barker's girlfriend Heidi Kyle-Baugh spoke with him, she'd suggested he shovel the ice that had formed on their front walk. Kyle-Baugh says Barker happily obliged, and after he finished the job, she says he walked south on I Street with his snow shovel in tow. Kyle-Baugh says Barker had a surfing accident in Panama that left him with a serious infection that affected his auditory memory. She says he was taking the antipsychotic drug Abilify, but she believes Barker was in a clear state of mind when he left the house Thursday afternoon.
This man, if you got to meet him today, was someone who was gentle in spirit, friendly, not a bad bone in his body. And the mere fact that he got shot, this is proof right here that it can happen to anyone.
Kyle-Baugh says most of the neighbors knew Barker, who'd lived in the Avenues for 17 years. But at about 3:30, someone called 911 to complain of a suspicious-looking man knocking on doors, offering to shovel snow for money. Police say moments after an officer arrived at the scene, Barker hit him several times with the shovel, and the officer drew his handgun and shot Barker. Salt Lake City Police Detective Dennis McGowan says the officer, whose name has not yet been released, was wearing an activated body camera, which became disabled during the attack. He says it's unclear what state of mind Barker was in at the time.
Naturally, investigators are looking at that, trying to determine what the mental state was and what the motive perhaps was.
The officer involved was released Thursday night with multiple bone fractures. Simultaneous investigations are underway by the Salt Lake City Police Department, the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office, and the Salt Lake City Police Citizens Review Board. Whitney Evans, KUER News.